Today's we commemorate the Blessed Virgin Mary on this Saturday, which is dedicated to her. I want to give you a little something from St. Bede the Venerable. This is the great English monastic who did so much work with the translating of Scripture. He was kind of like an English St. Jerome. And commenting on the Scripture passage, which was just read for our Gospel from Luke, he speaks thusly. He says, "Rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Gracefully, the Savior gives his approval to this woman and her testimony. Blessed indeed was she who was privileged to be the physical mother of the Word of God, but yet not she alone. Blessed too are all who conceived that same Word spiritually by faith that comes from hearing, and who by their good works strove to bring it to birth and, as it were, to nourish it in their own hearts, in the hearts of their fellow men. God's Mother is indeed blessed, in that she ministered temporally to the Word in his incarnation. But she is far more blessed in that she remained eternally the custodian of the Word, who is to be loved forever. These are the words of St. Bede the Venerable. Now, as we hear these words, our Lord is desiring us to be drawn more into the action of the Blessed Virgin Mary as we seek to on these Saturdays coming to Mass just for the sake of loving him in her. It shows here forth in the words of St. Bede that yes, Mary is blessed among women in so many incredible ways, but particularly she is blessed in the way that she brings him to birth, not only within her womb, but all the more within the way in which she seems to bring him to birth in the hearts of others, as he too has been brought to birth in her own heart as well. As we're here in these sacred mysteries, seeking God, seeking the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary for our particular difficulties and struggles, and as well remembering that we offer her a special homage as we have been consecrated to her, not only on the day of our baptism and the prayers that were prayed over us, but in a special way through our own personal consecrations to her. That, yes, she has been brought forth and is being brought forth, all the more bringing forth, rather, Christ in our hearts. So, too, we have to strive to do the same for others. Can't be something that we're content with, and certainly nobody who is here is content with just having Christ within our own hearts and going through this world just us and God, but rather to seek the work of the apostolate, which is to bring more souls to Christ, firstly among those who are our relatives, our spouses, and then beyond that to move to our children and grandchildren, and if we've got great or even great-great-grandchildren, but then to move beyond that and see that so many more souls would fall in love with Christ, who is only truly here within the Mass. It's an important thing. During this time, so many stay away from Mass for various reasons because of fear of contagion, they don't feel like they're worthy in so many ways. Others, because they've had a particular difficulty with another parishioner or even with a priest present or long ago. And it is our work to, through our prayers and intercession for them here, to seek to bring them back through our prayers, which we offer, but even beyond that, to continually invite them back in ways that are there. And before we make a blessed encounter, before we meet somebody who probably isn't living in the right way, probably isn't assisting at Holy Mass as they ought to, not going to confession, not praying the rosary, not having right devotion to Christ in the Eucharist or to his Blessed Mother. To make a prayer within our hearts to her who conceived our Lord into this world and bore forth his fruit all the more within her heart. Make that prayer. Make that prayer to Our Lady and ask her, even through a simple Hail Mary, or if it feels that it is a particularly grievous case that is before her that you know you might receive some pushback on your own person from, to pray that beautiful Memorare, to use those ejaculations from the heart and ask her to already begin to do the work even before your mouth begins to open. At the moment when you merely see the person, to have those words upon your lip, within your heart, flowing from your very being in this way, is to conceive Christ within you. It's nothing other than this devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary is in opening ourselves all the more to let her bring him about within our own person. God can indeed work through your words and my words, but even in a deeper way, even when you and I are not given to speak, he can be born forth in our nonverbal actions, in our look, in our gaze, in our smile, in the way in which we modestly move about the world with a suavity, with a certain comeliness to the way in which our state in life is. That even our very presence in the presence of others can have a warming effect to hearts that are so cold to the Word of God. That's really what it means to have Christ born forth in us again. Ask Our Lady for that grace, Here we are offering her Mass, singing beautiful hymns to her, recognizing her great role in the economy of salvation here within these sacred mysteries. We can't just do it here within the church, but rather the goal of the first law of the church is the Lex Suprema Sanctus Animarum, is the supreme law of the church, the supreme law of our lives, is to bring about the salvation of souls. It's for this very purpose that Christ gave himself to us upon the cross and asked us to lay down our lives for one another. Even though we commemorate the two martyrs, Hippolytus and Cassian today, these early Christian martyrs, that is a great act of martyrdom. But greater still is the act of martyrdom where we die to ourselves each day, willing to seek out the salvation of those who are around us, to make sure that we ourselves are at least not a stumbling block to them, which often means we have to say no to our worst impulses constantly. That is the way in which Christ wishes to be reborn in us, and when we ask Our Lady for that grace, she will indeed accomplish it. Taking these meditations and recognizing that at the conclusion of this Mass, we pray to her that triple crown, just in her honor at the conclusion of this Mass as our thanksgiving. Let us make these prayers and petitions for ourselves first, to be the ones who can bear forth Christ within our very person. And then, as the scripture says in Matthew 5, those others seeing our good works and our good being and the transformation that has begun within us, they may give glory to our Father who is in heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.